To understand Manchester United's tactical history, you must first understand the evolution of tactics within football itself. As in life, sporting evolution is influenced by many factors. Time, experience, environment, technology. We crossed the coast, and I saw that the commanding officer had chosen a course that was all but due east. It was going to be another beautiful day. Since this flight was at a very low level, to avoid German radar operating from Sicily, I was looking forward to a peaceful flight for a change. I was determined to make the grade as a professional footballer. I appeared to be getting nowhere when a stroke of luck fell upon me. All players needed that luck at the start of their careers. Jimmy Murphy.
The timing of the Normandy landings was crucial. Weather, tides, moonlight. It all mattered. By the 5th of June 1944, Operation Overlord was ready to launch. But then, unseasonal storms would lash the south coast. For General Dwight D. Eisenhower, a decision had to be made.
To what? 2,000? 2 million?
Beyond me, old chap. It might as well be 2 lumps of sugar in his bloody tea, for all I know.
Ian Forsyth lit another cigarette and expelled a smoky sigh.
It's traced to a St. Albans telephone number. No name, but I can soon sort that out.
Yeah, I don't like it. Especially the bit about an insurance policy. Sounds a bit dodgy to me. King paused, stood up, and paced over to the window. Danny Neeson. He's more than he seems, isn't he?
Going back to 1982, when we really think about it, was tooling up and travelling to the other side of the globe to defend a long-forgotten outpost really such a noble undertaking? Did our long-lost brothers and sisters of the Falkland Islands really remember us and appreciate us? Well, those are questions that we shall answer later. My name is Paul Carden, and I served in the Royal Navy during the Falklands War. And this is my story.